good morning anyway to you all. This is my study that I've done this morning. Anyway, many of us have had hard times in our lives where we have felt alone, ugly, and unlovable. But there is someone who is totally in love with you right now. God created the earth and the heavens and everything we see, including you. And he loves his creation, his friend, his beloved. Yes, he loves you. No matter what you do, God will never stop loving you or caring for you. I'm going through the Bible in a year, and I am doing it with the word for today that we get from UCB. And so many times I've read the word love. And I've got a few chapters here for you from the Old Testament and the New. And it still amazes me how these chapters and scriptures and everything coincide with one another. So I've picked these ones, and Deuteronomy says in 6 verse 5, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Luke 6, 32 says, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love them who love you. Romans 12, 9 to 10 says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love and honour one another above yourself. John 15, 13 says, greater love has no one than this, than the one who laid down his life for his friend. And 1 John 3, 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish and have eternal life. I didn't know that Jane was going to do this scripture until Jim asked me to do it. But anyway, so my scripture is the same as Jane's. It's 1 Corinthians 13. When I first read this chapter, I never realised that the love I had, which mainly came from my children and my family, that there was something more missing, another love I had been searching for. I came from a big family and times were hard, but there was always enough love to go around. I had gone through a one-sided marriage as far as being in love was concerned, and after 27 years of trying my best, it all came to an end. A couple of years later, I met someone who treated me so different in the nicest way. At first, I couldn't handle it, as I wasn't used to it. But alas, that came to an end and my life started going downhill again. One morning, I was doing my hair and I looked in the mirror and I thought to myself, look at you. Here we go again, feeling sorry for yourself. And as I was looking, I began to see something different. Although through tears, I really could see something different about myself. It was then that I took up the invitation that Sheila had given me to join the church, and that was in 1995. On the 21st of January, 1996, I finally gave my heart to Jesus. All that night, I couldn't stop crying. But now these were tears of joy, love. The next morning, Sheila rang me and asked me if I was still smiling. I said, smiling? My whole body is full to bursting. 1 Corinthians 13. Faith opened love. And this was the relationship I had been searching for. One with unconditional love. The love I felt that day I gave my heart to Jesus is the same love I feel today, 24 years later. What greater love could we have than that of our Lord Jesus Christ? He loves us, he forgives us, and he guides us. And I began to love myself, something I'd never done, as I had no self-esteem or confidence. I thought, if I can't love myself, how do I expect anybody else to love me? Every day is a new day with Jesus, and every day is a new beginning. 1 Corinthians 13, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.